Did you know that you can triple the results that you get from live conferences and events? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan, your business success catalyst. Now, live conferences are a fantastic way to gain actionable knowledge for your business, rekindle former relationships, and even make new relationships. They also represent a significant investment in your time and your money. Yet many people don't take advantage of the investment like they could. So today I'm going to share my secret tips for how you can triple your results from attending live conferences and events. Before I go into my tips, I want to come clean a bit. You see, while I really love getting up on stage and sharing my message in front of a lot of people, I can get uncomfortable off the stage. I'm what you might call an extroverted introvert. Once I get to know you, I'm comfortable, and in some instances, you can't shut me up. However, it's really difficult for me to walk up to people I don't know and inject myself into a conversation. In fact, it's downright painful. So the tips I'll share today have helped me to bridge that gap and jump into overdrive. So, one, start connecting before the event. Many live events now have Twitter hashtags or Facebook groups or pages for people going to the event. Get active and visible on the social media before the event and start having conversations and talking with people. Now, note, not everyone looks like their profile picture. Do you? If you don't, fix that right now. Make sure when you go to the event, people can recognize you. You'll be amazed how many people will walk up to you and start a conversation just because they recognize you off of social media. Two, pre-plan your networking. Seriously, do some prep. Think about the people you want to meet with at the event. Create a prioritized list of the people you want to make sure to talk to and what you want to talk to them about. If you don't know much about them, do some research and find out a picture and memorize it. You might even consider reaching out to some of the people on your list prior to the event and letting them know you're going to be there and would like to have an opportunity to talk with them. I've tagged on extra days for robust conversations by planning ahead in this way. Plus, if you're like me and you don't like inserting yourself into a group at a lunch break, you can get your meals lined up ahead of time. Three, make sure to pack your business cards. Now, I realize that this sounds like networking 101, but I'm amazed at the number of events that I go to where people forget their cards. Bring them! Put them in your bag right away today before you go packing, or put them in the trunk of your car now. Consider putting your picture somewhere on the card too, and a reason for people to go to your site. I have a card that my wonderful designer created specifically for conferences. When I tested it, I was amazed to find that having my picture on the card significantly increased people's ability to remember me later when I followed up. Four, have a follow-up plan. Many very skilled conversationalists fall down on the follow-up. I know. I've seen the piles and piles of business cards in people's bags, desk drawers, and even on their floor. Before you ever go to an event, know what you're going to do with the cards that you get. Have a plan, and if you need some help figuring that out, let me know, and I'd be happy to help you get a system in place. The dollars are in the follow-up. So those are the four tips for today, and I'm going to share some more tomorrow on how you can triple the results you get from attending live conferences and events. And I'd love it if you'd share your ideas with me too. Together we're stronger. This is Stephanie Callahan, your business success catalyst. I hope you have a fantastic day. To your success, and bye-bye for now.